This is Senator Al Simpson. The cost of cleaning up the nation's savings and loan mess climbs ever higher each and every day. Congress must act. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, for the past 8 months, you and your pals who control the Congress have paid lots of lip service to the idea of finding a speedy resolution to the savings and loan crisis. But where are the results? President Bush moved so fast to tackle the tremendous problems in the industry, producing a sound and solid package within the first 18 days of his administration. Yet only now do we have the legislation before the Congress. The most recent estimates of the cost of the SNL bailout range from 50 to 65 billion bucks, and that total is compounding at a rate of 15% to 20%. We can't afford to delay a decisive resolution any longer. We lose millions a day, and even some healthy thrifts are in grave danger. It's time to quit talking about the problem, Ted, and get on with it.
Al, the real issue is why taxpayers have to ante up their hard-earned tax dollars to pay for the waste, mismanagement, and outright fraud that got the country into this mess in the first place. If taxpayers have to cough up billions for this bailout, the least they deserve is a vigorous prosecution of the fly-by-night SNL artists who caused the crisis. Another fact you conveniently didn't mention, Al, is the inept regulation by the Reagan administration while the scandal was happening. They must have thought deregulation meant no regulation. The Bush administration hasn't inspired confidence either. They originally wanted to tax savings deposits to pay for the bailout, but Congress rejected that scheme as soon as it surfaced. The second Bush plan is much better, but we've already had to correct one defect that would have cost taxpayers over $4 billion. Fast action, yes, Al, but next time, don't ask Congress to rubber stamp a flawed plan. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the bipartisan plan to aid Contras in Nicaragua. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.